every move we make. We're all included on the list. Disagree. Cause when the madman flicks a switch, the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation, but I just cannot see the point. Cause there's so much food here today that no one wants to take away.
All right, welcome to the Sane Asylum, the 22 May 2022 edition. I'm your co-host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, simulcasting on the great Republic Broadcasting, RBN, and the newcomer on the block, Speak Free Radio. So hopefully everybody's hearing us well on both platforms. I'm joined, as always, by my brother from another mother, David Scorpio. Scorpio, are you there?
I am indeed, sir, and it's good to be with you, and it's good to be here on RBN, and looking forward to our show.
Yes, it's really an honor to be on RBN, and really look forward to Sunday night, and especially we get to be the warm-up act for the King of Sunday Night, Incendiary Radio, Robert Revolt, who should be returning tonight in an hour after sadly he lost another close family member. Our condolences once again to the great Robert Revolt. So, Scorpio, what's on your mind tonight? I have a few things on my mind.
Well, I'm sitting here in fear of the great monkeypox contagion that we're supposed to be worried about, which is really something like the chicken pox and maybe the flu. And, you know, you've got this WHO treaty that's planning on trying to sort of strong-arm all the nations of the world into compliance, and we're seeing sort of the outward exhibition of world government coming to fruition.
Oh, what a great observation. And Producer Sam, if you could set up and play clip 9, there's a gentleman named Greg Reese on BitChute who put together about a 2.5-minute great summation of the corrupt, scummy, globalist World Health Organization, the WHO, backdoor New World Order power grab. And it's just absurd that anybody, especially how many nations, Scorpio, who are supposed to be sovereign nations, all agreed to this this scamdemic. I mean, another one. They're like every 6 weeks now, a new scamdemic. So here yes. We go.
Next week we in go. Geneva, Switzerland, members of the World Health Organization, which was founded on the principles of establishing a one-world government, will be voting to give themselves worldwide authority when it comes to official international health emergencies. The same World Health Organization who praised Communist China's extreme authoritarian lockdown against the Chinese people, who suggested forcibly separating families to quarantine them.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And who was caught faking the H1N1 pandemic in 2010. the same World Health Organization run by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's been working with the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2007, who said that the lockdowns will never end.
I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
And that the war in Ukraine was getting massive attention as a result of bias against black lives. The U.S. government is in full support of this new UN treaty with the WHO and has submitted 13 amendments, which will be voted on next week, that will give the WHO international authority on lockdowns, forced quarantines, and forced vaccinations. According to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, none of this is legally binding until a treaty is approved by the U.S. Senate. But the law hasn't been stopping these criminals from committing crimes against humanity so far. And if they plan on staying in power, they are going to have to bring back the lockdowns and the ballot harvesting mules. So we know it's coming, and it will soon be climate lockdowns to go with their climate migration. People are waking up, but the UN's agenda is aggressively pressing forward. The United Nations is meeting this week with members of the Mayor's Migration Council, which is comprised of 9 mayors from 9 different cities throughout the world, including Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California. The Mayor's Migration Council is funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations, sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, and partnered with the United Nations. And their stated goal is pretty clear. They want to grant mayors the ability to bypass state and federal government when it comes to what they call climate migration and go straight to international organizations for resources. They are inviting all interested mayors or senior city staff members to contact them at contact@mayorsmigrationcouncil.org to learn how to engage with the international system and learn how to get funding and boots on the ground support. This all sounds completely illegal, but who's going to stop them? There is no longer any justice in America, so expect more lockdowns as the food supply diminishes and the population around you surges with hungry foreign migrants.
Scorpio, it's hard to argue with Greg Reese's bleak assessment. What are your thoughts on that clip?
Well, yeah, I think what's interesting here is, you know, part of the con job that we're under here is that it's the world government that's causing all of these problems and making us believe that they're all real, and we're supposed to react to it by giving away more and more of our freedom until basically nothing's left. And here's the thing, you know, in order to enforce any of this nonsense, they're going to have boots on the ground, guys with guns with uniforms on that are willing to crack heads, because I don't think it's going to go over so well this second time around. I think even the so-called normies who bought this whole thing hook, line, and sinker realize that they lost 2 years of their lives and of their children, and I don't think they're going to be so willing to give it up the second time around. I think there's going to be a lot more pushback this time. But, you know, I have no doubt that the Senate is going to pass this treaty. I mean, we had a wonderful bipartisan effort here just the other day when they all voted to send $40 billion over to Ukraine. I think 87 or 89 senators voted for it. So it was a true bipartisan effort. And I'm sure that this treaty will be passed in the same bipartisan spirit.
Absolutely, Scorpio. What's so interesting is that they've been trying this for a long time. There are no pandemics, as we've said on our show so many times, and we have the Thursday edition of the Sane Asylum, we have the Friday night, the Perfect Triangle, and we have the Saturday later afternoon, Operation Scorpio. And for 2 years now, we've been pointing out that there are no real pandemics. These are all gain-of-function bioweapons that these psychopaths create in a lab, and that there is no zoonotic transfer. That is done with these dark machinations in labs, intentionally released, although it's always an accident. And even listeners and viewers may recall last year up in rural Pennsylvania, a truck blew a tire and ran off the road, and it was carrying test monkeys, and one of the monkeys got loose into the countryside, and they interviewed a woman who said she kind of felt a little sick after she saw the monkey, right? I mean, the level of ignorance in people, if you don't come into a direct contact with a test animal like Judy, our good friend of show, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and all her friends at Fort Detrick were exposed to things, you're not going to get any disease because a monkey is running around the countryside. It's so ridiculous. But the real virus, the mind virus, was laying the groundwork for the latest scamdemic farce, and this is truly a farce, which is monkeypox. So number one, Scorpio, in my opinion, and I'll ask you to reply, number one, monkeypox is just a psyop to cover up the rampant side effects from the bubonic Jew jab, this genetic experimentation on the global human population.
Oh, absolutely, and I like that term, mind virus. That's exactly what we're dealing with here. And, you know, remember, guys, you know, they need us to do it to ourselves because they don't have enough guys. They don't have enough boots on the ground, guys with guns, to enforce all this nonsense. They have to rely on the population self-enforcing. And in order to do that, they have to keep the population in complete ignorance, keep them bamboozled and ignorant about every aspect of science and the monetary system, the way the economy works. Because as soon as people start to realize how things really work, and that's why they're so afraid of conspiracy theories, because conspiracy theories are actually explaining this the way this world actually functions. And as soon as enough people start to get into that mode, get on that train, they're going to have a real problem on their hands because they're not going to be able to pull the wool over people's eyes anymore.
Well, Myrrh Bailey, the great Myrrh, who calls into shows and runs chat rooms, and she used to have a fellow active chat room individual who would call into shows named Frank from North Carolina, and she quotes Frank, who passed away a couple years ago, and he made up the phrase, which is very clever actually, truth is hate for those who hate the truth. And that is exactly what we're dealing with right here. Is you know, all that the synagogue of Satan, the international Jew, and their minions have is ad hominem insults and egregious gaslighting propaganda. They cannot stand under the glaring light of truth. They scurry like cockroaches. And I remember, you know, in the hot summer in D.C. in the 80s when I was renting an apartment as a bachelor, you'd come home late at night. And, you know, it used to be more of a active socialite at night, come home and need some water, turn on the light, and cockroaches. You could never get rid of them. It was hot and humid in the district. There's a lot of cockroaches all over the district, criminals, actually. But the funny thing is that's the light of truth. And this has been going on decade after decade. I mean, you go all the way back to the lie. You go to the CDC website, and they'll tell you that smallpox, the history, and, an English doctor in 1796, Edward Jenner, noticed that milkmaids had gotten cowpox and were protected from smallpox. It's all apocryphal. It's all a lie. Jenner was an Illuminati-funded quack, and he killed his son. He killed his stepson experimenting. He never cured smallpox. Smallpox is an episodic contagion. It erupts. It spreads. It burns itself out. And smallpox vaccine is an absolute farce. And Sam, if you could cue up clip number seven, and the great Tony, as Jim Fetzer calls it, the Tony it. It's not a human. It's an it. Tony the Rat Fauci. Back in 2008 was interviewed, I believe this is from 60 Minutes, talking. They had a big plan back then. They wanted to inject a half a million frontline healthcare workers because they were sure that the next smallpox pandemic was going to be so bad. And just like you so lucidly and accurately pointed out, Scorpio, that people aren't going along with this stuff anymore, and they certainly didn't go along with it in 2008, and they found really small numbers. But listen to this liar Fauci talking and trying to spin it all.
Since smallpox, as effective a vaccine as it is, has rare but nonetheless potentially very serious toxic side effects. If you're immunosuppressed, it could be deadly. If you're one of those people who have the strange myocarditis associated with it. So even though we accepted the toxicities of the smallpox vaccine, back then it was because there was active smallpox out there. So then we decided that we would not globally vaccinate the entire country. And by the way, the country would not have accepted being vaccinated. So we knew that. I mean, it was sort of like a fail-safe. And I said, Mr. Vice President, by the way, even when you're offering it to the first responders, many of them didn't want to take it. So this idea about kind of saying everybody should take it, it didn't make any sense.
So Scorpio, they couldn't achieve the mind virus scamdemic then. They really hit it out of the park with the COVID, as we've covered for the last 2 years. But now monkeypox is here, and I don't know if I know you were busy today. I don't know if you saw the new headlines. Monkeypox traced to Island Gay Pride Festival with 80,000 revelers. So the Canaria Pride Festival, held in the town of Masa Palomas between May 5 and May 15, has become a hotspot for the monkeypox outbreak, reports El Pais. The massive party was attended by over 80,000 people, clearly most of them homosexuals, including three Italian men who later tested positive for the virus. And so among the 30 or so diagnosed in Madrid are several who attended the event. So, man, what a joke. Number one, most listeners don't understand just how obscene and vulgar and rough homosexual sex is. So there is a lot of blood, a lot of transferring of bodily fluids, and whatever's pumping through one homo ends up blasted into another homo, literally. And so you know, all these goofs to fly were injected with the bubonic Jew jab. So all of a sudden, once again, they're creating this massive, oh my God, the homos have done it. They're bringing it just like AIDS 40 years ago. Oh my God, all the homos, they're going to burn in hell. I mean, this is like, I've said it so many times. I grew up in Milwaukee as a little boy, was a big Green Bay Packer fan under Vince Lombardi. And Vince Lombardi used to run the Packer power sweep, right, which is toss the ball to Jim Taylor or Paul Hornung or Elijah Pitts, number 22, and tackle him, try and get past our great blockers and all that. And they won, five championships in 7 years. And this is the same thing. They keep running the scamdemic power sweep, and now we've got the homos are bringing monkeypox. So your thoughts, Scorpio?
Well, yeah, and apparently there's a connection here with these monkeypox outbreaks and gay bathhouses, but it's hateful to say that. And I even saw this article saying, don't associate, just because there's been an outbreak in some gay events, don't associate this with homosexual behavior. It could happen to anybody, no matter who you are. And it's just like they try to do with AIDS, like, hey, just because it's mostly, you know, homosexuals getting AIDS doesn't mean you can't get AIDS. And they did a great job of scaring the general population at that time. But one good thing about all this is that as the lies get more and more absurd, we just see that their predictions aren't coming true and that they're intentionally trying to mislead the population down the primrose path towards endless vaccination. Once people start to get that, they're going to hit a brick wall, and it's going to be really hard to keep going forward with this. So that's why I hope, you know, everyone that's listening, you know, go out and tell the friends around you, the people in your lives, tell them what you know about things, and don't be afraid of people say you're crazy or reject you. That it's going to happen once in a while, but I'm finding that more and more people are very receptive to this stuff, more so than ever. And it's important that we spread our own mind virus here and get the truth out there so we don't get played over and over again by these psychopaths who really want to create a dystopic future that is beyond the imagination of most people.
Yeah, it's been a bad week for Team Homo operating over at the White House, because they had promoted this lesbian illegal alien, but now clearly a citizen somehow, Karine Jean-Pierre, was just a disaster as the press secretary for the Living Glory Hole, Joe Biden. And so they had to bring over a Pentagon spokesperson, a gentleman named John Kirby, according to the great Gateway Public, pundit.com, in operating out of St. Louis, right where Robert Ravel's stamping ground is. And it's hilarious that after 1 week, I mean, that chick was just a condescending international chocolate lesbo disaster. And that, remember the week before, the chicken swinging lunatic Scary Poppins had to be balanced. I mean, the wheels are coming off the glory hole administration, that's for sure.
The same old tricks aren't working quite as well. And it's pretty funny to watch the incompetence of these people, because these are just puppets for, you know, this cabal of Jews behind the curtain. And so it's interesting to watch it all start to fall apart. And the more people are educated, the more people understand what the game really is, how this world actually operates, they're not going to be able to pull the same old scams anymore.
Speaking of people waking up, average people, Sam, if you could cue up clip 2, there's a pretty popular website and radio show by a gentleman named Hal Turner, halturnerradioshow.com. And he's a pretty damn good muckraking journalist and presenter. And he put up, I don't think it's a TikTok per se, I didn't research it, but just an average middle American woman, sharing what she's come to realize about the nightmare that's being – the war, the fifth generation war that's being prosecuted against this fine country, the Republic of the United States of America, by the internationalist Jew. So, Sam, if you could play clip 2.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Well, Scorpio, I find it hard to argue with anything that young woman said. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, and the way I surmise it is that this is the international Jew is intentionally bringing toxic ideologies to the general public, giving toxic and ideologies that do not work, that are intended to set people against one another and to screw up society in every way that they can. And this is all intentional. It's not the Democrats. It's not that simple. It's this cabal of international Jews behind the curtain that want to bring this country to its knees. And that's why we've seen like all these different, food processing plants, have mysterious fires and two airplanes crash into them. And oh my God, this is so strange. What's going on? You know, they're doing all they can to bring this system down. And this is all on purpose. It's not an accident.
Oh, well stated. That's exactly right. In fact, this is very sophisticated fifth generational warfare. They attack the mind. They attack the spirit. The synagogue of Satan attacks the individual. It attacks the traditional natural man and woman. But you know what? Guess what? Joe Biden used to understand this as well. Sam, if you could play, it's a short clip. We should be able to get it in before the bottom of the hour break. Clip number 11. Listen to Biden back in the day, Scorpio. You're gonna love this. What a hypocrite! What a serpent tongue POS this guy is.
Handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And handbasket.
There you go. The living glory hall used to know that's right. Marriage is between a man and a woman. How about that, Scorpio?
Well, it's interesting. There's some question as to if this is even the same individual that was speaking there. Who knows? Truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. But either way, it's clear this guy really is the living glory hole, like you say. And he's just there. He's taking all comers. And he'll do whatever the puppet masters tell him to do. If, up is down, left is right, it doesn't matter. As long as he's getting paid, he's essentially running a criminal family. We've seen this, with the Hunter Biden thing, of course, and this is just a tip of the iceberg. Joe Biden isn't doing anything that all these other guys aren't doing on both sides of the aisle. It's become a cottage industry for these people to essentially run a criminal organization while they're in office, and that's what they're doing. And they're given protection by these globalist scum as long as they go along with selling out their own nation.
You know, what's astonishing to me also, Scorpio, is just how much the global homo, which is another nickname for the synagogue of Satan, because these satanic Jews are so inbred that their genetic defect is rampant homosexuality. I mean, there's the average population is maybe 3% homosexual worldwide, and within the Jew community, it's more like 25%. All right, stay tuned for the second part of The Sane Asylum on Republic Broadcasting. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back after these messages.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
All right, welcome back to final 30 minutes of the Sane Asylum. I'm co-host Giuseppe Vaffangulo, joined as always by my brother from another mother, David Scorpio. And that was Triumph with their awesome anthem, Fight the Good Fight. In fact, just watched, there's just a brand new documentary out about Triumph these days. And I watched it over the weekend. It was really great. And in the early 80s, when I was a professional journalist in Milwaukee, I happened to, through a strange series of events, get to be the rock critic at the ripe old age of 21 for the largest morning daily. And I met those guys and interviewed them and hung out with them three or four times. Really nice guys. And they were so huge. And then they broke up. But if you get a chance to check out that new documentary, it's really good, as is that song, Fight the Good Fight. We must all fight the good fight, as we've been saying on our shows for 2 years now. This is literally not a culture war, it's a spiritual war. Team God, which we play for, which versus Team Satan, which is the international Jew. Scorpio, do you remember Triumph?
Oh, of course, and I'm sure a lot of people out there listening will recognize that song in particular, because a really great host, Charlie Giuliani, that was his theme song for his show for many, many years. And last I heard, he was kind of taking a break, but he was one of the early guys, you know, that really tried to expose the Jewish influence in what's happening to our world. And that was always his theme song. And you know, that that ad, I thought it was a really good ad there by Patrick Slattery about the kosher food thing. We should do a show sometime on the kosher food tax, because it's outrageous that, you know, almost everything you buy in the store actually has a kosher food tax, attached to it. It's really unbelievable. It's not a conspiracy theory either.
No, it's true. It really is. Just another way that the synagogue of Satan parasite feeds on real humans. So right before the break, Scorpio, I was leading up to, I don't know who spreads their legs wider, Biden or Harris, but they're both as skilled as any Olympic gymnast, that's for sure. But what you know, another reason I wanted to play that clip is just how far the international Jew has managed to shift the Overton window. Because back when the Living Glory Hole was acting self-righteous in favor of traditional marriage, he secretly was undermining it and championing gay rights. He's a total hypocrite. And so that was the 80s, right? And so now we're living in the era of trans rights. You've got literally mentally ill, kind of tragic figures, these goofs who don't realize they're being intentionally poisoned by the international Jew and through the ownership of these transnational corporations, especially Big Pharma. And there's, you know, literally birth control in the water. There's bisphenol A in the everything. And, you know, if you drink plastic bottle water, you're getting estrogen mimics. If you eat cans of soup or SpaghettiOs, bisphenol A, you're getting estrogen mimics. They tell you it's healthy to drink soy milk and eat soy. And that is like taking a birth control pill. And the only healthy type of soy is fermented soy, like soy sauce or miso. And so they're now, again, this fifth generational warfare against real humans by the soulless demonic Talmudicists is to champion trans rights. But the real goal, as we both know, Scorpio, is to get the Noahide laws and allow the Jew to make the sweet love to the 3 and 4 year old boys and girls with pedo rights, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And if you're against it, you're a hater. You're stopping people from loving who they want to love. It's already all set up, guys. And of course, they're not ready to admit that yet, because I don't think they've pushed things quite far enough. But that is certainly the ultimate goal. And we can see how, you know, people like Joe Biden, who's been in office for like 47, 48 years, is outrageous. You know, like you said, they pretend to be for things because they know the public won't go that far yet. But they're always going to keep pushing the Overton window. And yes, the end goal is certainly pedo rights. And if you don't like it, you're a hater. It's already the writing's on the wall. Just Giuseppe.
The writing's on the wall. As Murr quotes Frank from North Carolina, truth is hate for those who hate the truth. And that we're haters, because we always champion the truth, and we don't pull any punches. And I was just thinking about that the other night, because on Thursday, the Sane Asylum Thursday edition, we're going to have the great George Hobbs, the truth hunter, on for the first time. And I really, I knew who he was, but I only have so many hours in a day. And honestly, we do so much of our own investigation, it's depressing to listen to a lot of other people, because I got to get away from this. It's just so, it's depressing what's going on. So, you know, you have to replenish your spirit and all that. But George is just a phenomenal cat. And where was I going with that? Oh, I started to look at, like in professional football, where if you don't look the ball in and you try to run with the ball before you catch it, you drop the ball. And I just literally dropped the ball. There was a reason I wanted to mention George, and it was going to tie into something good. But it'll come back to me in a second. And in the meantime, let's open up the phone line, Scorpio. What do you say? Area code 512.
Yeah.
248-8252. That's area code 512-248-8252. And they always tell you to say it three times. So 512-248-8252. We welcome your calls. And so, geez, that's still not popping in. Usually by now it'd pop in. Oh, well, let's go to a clip. It'll come back at some point. Oh, here we go. Sam, if you could cue up clip number three. And again, it's the audio player beneath the story, not the video part, and that'll be great. And it's Scorpio, in less than 6 months, we've already got shocking triple digit prosecuted instances of teachers not just grooming but raping grade school students. And this is just unbelievable.
What a changing world we live in, guys. Yeah, it's amazing. When we were growing up, it's, you know, that kind of stuff didn't happen. You didn't even know your teacher's first name. You know, that it was Mr. This or Mrs. That. And it's funny how our ancestors weren't as stupid as we've been led to believe. They did things a reason, and now we're going off the rails into some uncharted waters.
Oh, man, it is crazy. And what's so sad is the weak mind of the modern lefty. They're so into this so much. They're so, oh, we have to support multiculturalism, and there's we don't even know how many genders there are. Oh, and I'm gonna tattoo my whole body, and I'm gonna pierce myself to show just how much I support this world of tolerance and love. And to me, it's hell. It's a nightmare. And I can't believe that. I know a lot of these parents are good parents and they raised their kids as best they could. And for these young people to turn out this way, to be so under the sway of the synagogue of Satan and so championing their own self-destruction, it just makes no sense. So, Sam, are you able to play clip three?
At least 135 teachers aged charged with child sex crimes this year alone. 102 of the cases, or 76%, involved alleged sex crimes against students. At least 135 teachers and teachers' aides have been arrested so far this year on child sex-related crimes in the U.S., ranging from child pornography to raping students. An analysis conducted by Fox News Digital looked at local news stories week by week featuring arrests of teachers and teachers' aides on child sex-related crimes in school districts across the country. Arrests that weren't publicized were not counted in the analysis, meaning the true number may well be higher. The analysis found that at least 135 teachers and teachers' aides have been arrested in 41 states between January 1st and May 13th, which works out to about an arrest a day on average. The vast majority of the arrested educators
were men. You can turn it off now, Sam. Scorpio, can you believe that? An arrest a day for grade school teachers fondling, raping innocent children, grooming them, but not just grooming them, raping them. My God.
Well, yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when you have a country that's lost its moral compass and on purpose leading us down into essentially a moralless society, just waiting for the next thrill, the next act of consumption of corporate goods. That's the reality they want to create. And it's time to realize what they're trying to do and go back to some traditional values. I mean, there's no other alternative, guys.
Well said, brother. Well, we've got some callers, Scorpio. The first one is a guy I know, Bruce from Texas. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream.
Me too.
It's a dream. It's a nightmare, really. Yeah, talking about Scorpio's talking about how corporatism is pushing the gay agenda. You know, I watched the pole qualifying today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for next week's race, and I tell you, it was amazing. I mean, amazing stuff. Those guys are hanging out on the edge. They set a new qualifying record, driver from New Zealand. But what caught my eye is one of the cars that was up there has DHL sponsorship with the rainbow flag on it. And you just can't escape this stuff. They're going to stick it everywhere they can, and they're going to put it in your face, you know.
Well, Bruce and Scorpio, that's a great point. In fact, I was just reading an article over the weekend, I think it was last night, where a lot of these CEOs who have been, you know, are part of the club and have been pushing this gay agenda and this tranny agenda, they're going to be kicked out now because they're costing the shareholders a lot of money. Have you guys have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, what's interesting about this is that Bruce is right. They are pushing this homosexual agenda. They're also pushing this sort of, you know, race mixing agenda. They want to have this world of where everyone is does not have a culture or a background or anything, any cultural ties, just this kind of brown race of low-level, low-intelligence people. And I think that's an indication that we don't really live in the capitalist system, because if these companies were really all about earning money, they wouldn't be pushing politics, because there's no money in pushing politics. They're supposed to be making money. And I think we need to see through that and realize, hey, what's going on here? Why are corporations trying to steer the direction in which we think, rather than just trying to get our money, as we're being told, anyway.
Great, Scorpio. Bruce, any other thoughts?
Yeah, exactly what he was talking about. Are you aware, you know, if you look up the Kalergi plan on Wikipedia, it's a far-right anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And actually, Red Ice Radio, after they published it and exposed it, that's when they were deplatformed off of YouTube. But did you know that there's a Goldenhoven Kalergi European Prize that's given every year? In 2019, it was given to Angela Merkel, and it's given, and the language is written in is in both German and Ukrainian.
And it's they renamed it to the Charlemagne Prize. Because they didn't want people looking up Kalergi, so they changed to the Charlemagne Prize. But it was the Kalergi Prize, exactly.
Oh man, Bruce, you'd think that we had talked before the show, but Sam, could you cue up and play clip number 8? Because speaking of Red Ice Radio and TV, this is a great one, man. That you're going to like this clip, Bruce. Go ahead, Sam, as soon as you're ready.
The dangerous conspiracy theory of the great replacement, white replacement. It's all the rage, finally, and for a very important reason. It's not a theory. It's true and happening before our eyes. Let's back up real quick and remind newcomers that the UN was the first official source to publish a report in the year 2001 called Replacement Migration. Go to UN.org and find this page. Replacement migration. Is it a solution to declining and aging populations, they ask? UN projections indicate that over the next 50 years, the populations of virtually all countries of Europe, as well as Japan, will face population decline and population aging. The new challenges of declining and aging populations will require comprehensive reassessments of many established policies and programs, including those relating to international migration. In other words, white replacement through forced mass immigration and diversity quotas. Japan hasn't been as stupid to fully buy into these ludicrous, hateful lies. So on one hand, all of this is a dangerous right-wing conspiracy theory that arose out of absolutely nowhere. But on the other hand, they say, yes, white people are becoming a minority because of immigration. Here's the stats. Now let's celebrate. How about we hear and see it in their own words?
They put forth conspiracy theories with respect to white genocide and the Great Replacement. The U.S. is experiencing kind of great demographic shifts, and that is not playing well with a lot of white folks, and that, so they're putting forward this false narrative that there's a white genocide afoot. And it'll take a little bit of work to convince them that it's not true.
Whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. Among white supremacists, white nationalists, that is viewed as a horrific event.
In a couple of presidential
okay,
cycles,
Sam, you can stop it now. The internationalist Jew, all they do, my favorite six words these days are the Russian proverb, fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. And they will look you in the eye and with their little forked serpent tongues and spew those lies that it's white nationalists just making it up. The Jew, the kosher casino, the internationalist bankers has destroyed the real manufacturing and working economy of the United States the last 40 years. When I was a little boy, my father, he had a small bleach business. My mother stayed at home, and there were two cars. Well, actually, the company van and a car. He could do it all on a working class, small business ownership function. And believe me, we were not wealthy ever, but there was enough money to survive and live comfortably. And the Jew intentionally destroyed that via the psyops of feminism and the psyops of you're paying too many taxes, get women working so you can make more money. All of a sudden, you're attacking the family unit, attacking mothers. Rightful place in raising her own children. All of a sudden, the state gets to raise the kids. The state gets to groom the kids, and you see where we are today, don't you think, Scorpio?
Well, it's interesting how it started out. Well, it's your right to work if you want to. Now, the reality is most households have to have both partners working, the man and the woman, because it's become too expensive. And we're seeing this intentional creation of inflation to essentially wipe out the middle class. That's what's going down. As long as we have $5 and $6 gas, it doesn't matter how high the Federal Reserve raises the interest rates. All that's going to do is create stagflation, and it's not going to help anything other than slow the economy down and have tremendous inflation at the same time.
Good point. Let's go to caller Joe in Florida. Are you there, Joe?
Hey. Yeah, hi, Giuseppe. Thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say, there's actually a kind of a note of hope I've been focusing on. And Dr. Patrick Slattery talks about the whole game of the Jews is to prevent you from seeing them, the invisible enemy. And he talks about the idea that all we really need to do to challenge their and hopefully destroy their power over us is to talk about them and to say what you're saying and to call it out. That's the reason why they go so far out of their way to, cancel people, cancel culture, and ban people, because they know there's no argument. Once it's pointed out of their, let's call it, demonic control over society, yes, is pointed out, they're destined to be finished. I don't believe in violence, and I don't want to be implied that I'm saying anything violent, but the truth is they are going to destroy themselves. We have a culture that is going into the gutter, it's 100 miles an hour, and people are beginning to notice it. So I want to say I just want to say I'm a big fan of Dr. E. Michael Jones. He talks about, God can take the evil that men intend and turn it into good. The cunning of reason, der Liste für Nun. It's like, they're going to keep plowing ahead, the Jews, because they don't know boundaries. But God is going to turn it around, I believe, and actually, remove that problem at some point. Thanks, guys.
That sounds great, Joe. We got a couple more callers. Thank you, Joe. Brian in Washington, are you there?
So, I guess.
Up on this guy. We're not going to take his call. This is the biochar guy. Craig in San Diego, are you there, Craig?
Hey, I called up recently and there was all sorts of technical difficulties, and what I said actually got garbled. So I wanted to correct the record for one thing. the book that I mentioned is not by Churchill. It's by a guy called Lewis Kilzer, K-I-L-Z-R. The name of the book is Churchill. It's called Churchill's Deception, The Dark Secret That Destroyed Nazi Germany. And, you know, Scorpio said, oh, there's a lot of mystery about Rudolf Hess. If you read this book, you realize there's not really a lot of mystery left after all the facts are revealed. So I wanted to mention that. And one other thing. I think this is just my opinion. The focus on the Jew, to me, is kind of misguided, because I think that behind the Jew is the cult, and that's more important. So that's about all I got to say.
Oh, the synagogue of Satan cult? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for your observations.
They manipulate
everything. One more caller. We got one more caller. Dave in Texas, are you there? Dave, are you there? Well, Scorpio, we're coming to the end. We're going to make way for the great Robert Ravel, Incendiary Radio. Your final thoughts, brother?
Well, I think that was a good call from all the guys. And, you know, I do think that there is this cult behind the Jew, but it just so happens that most of those people are Jews. And so, so it's hard to unravel that knot there, because they're intertwined. But there is a power beyond just the international Jew that is quite esoteric, and this is a spiritual battle as well. So I like the comment about E. Michael Jones too. So great points from the callers.
Well, you've had E. Michael Jones on your show, Operation Scorpio, which is Saturdays 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, and I'm guessing you're going to bring back Dr. Jones pretty soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to get him on the next couple of weeks. And, you know, we just had Dr. Raphael Johnson. We had a great conversation. And so it's time to get E. Michael back on, too. He's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Now, if you cannot catch our shows live, there's two ways you can catch them. If you go to Brighteon and search on Giuseppe Vaffangulo, we have the last half a year or a year of shows video side. And you can also go to Speak Free Radio or Republic Broadcasting Network for the Sunday Night Show. And we're in the archives there if you just want the audio. And want to, again, thank RBN for giving us this platform. And it's an honor to be on before the great Robert Ravelt. And this Thursday on the Sane Asylum, it's going to be our first visit with the fact hunter, George Hobbs, who is just a sharp, sharp guy. And I've been listening to more of his shows, and very impressive cat. And this is going to be a great show. So that'll be this Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. That is May 26th. And that will be on Twitch video, on Twitter. Actually, they haven't banned us yet. Facebook has, YouTube has, but not Twitch. And I want to say thanks. You guys stay tuned for Incendiary Radio, and have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.